Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
My zip code is 89110. I'm sorry, that's wrong. 89. What's the zip code here?
89011.
89011. I'm sorry. 89011.
And could I please have your first and last name?
Ernest Formica, F-O-R-M-I-C-A.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
6314 Lone Pine Road, Sebastopol, California.
Thank you. Let me see here. So I do see here, looks like that was on March 16th. You paid the shipping. It was for $7.95 for the tablet. And then
right.
You were charged the membership fee of $59.95, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
And 2 days ago, I called and got that $56.95 reversed. And they're supposed to give it back to my account. And I don't see it on my mobile app. I don't see that you credit me that money back.
Okay. Well, I do see here that you were canceled, but you were not refunded. And so let me
she
see.
Said
so
I,
basically...
She said she's refunding my money.
Okay. Well, she did leave a note here as well. But it doesn't say that you were supposed to get a refund. So in the terms and conditions, it did state about the $56.95 charge and that it would be for that $125 gift card. But what I can do, since I definitely do understand that you didn't understand the terms and conditions or you were not aware of those, as a courtesy, I can do a 35% refund for you.
How about a 75% refund for me?
I'm sorry?
How about 75% refund for me?
Okay.
I'll give you the 25%.
Well, okay, well, I can do 50%. 50% is the most that I can do for you.
First of all, I don't know why I'm paying for something I don't want. That's what I don't understand.
Well, there were terms and agreements that you would have had to agree to in order to have
the charge.
Well,
I did not agree to anything because I didn't know about anything about some kind of gift card or anything. All I knew was there was an iPad that was free from a survey that I did, and I paid the shipping, $7.95. I said, okay, fine. I never read anything else to indicate that I had to pay extra money for anything.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. If
all you give me is 50%, then I need to talk to your supervisor because I disagree with that.
Okay.
I disagree with that.
Okay. Well, we do go by the same protocol here. So my supervisor would advise the same as well. And so that is the most that we can do is 50%.
No. You can't. You can do more than that because I've been screwed before from another program months before. And they gave me back 85%, so I'll go with 75, but not 50.
Okay. Well, the most that I can do is 50.
No, you can't. You can do more. I know you can. Maybe not you, but somebody can. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand completely, but...
Okay.
Again, we do go
by
the same protocol here, and so the most that I can do is 50.
Well, protocol doesn't mean a damn thing to me, okay? I'm saying I didn't get anything. I don't want anything, and I didn't get anything for the $56.95. So why am I paying anything, first of all? I should be refunded the full amount. If you're not gonna adhere to that, then I'm gonna have to put a stop on my on the money. I'm gonna call my bank.
Yes, sir. But with you disputing or wanting to dispute or disputing the charge, it is still a valid charge with you agreeing to those terms and conditions. They are going to give you a temporary credit while researching. After the research, the temporary credit would be taken back due to it being a valid charge. But in order to avoid that, I did go ahead and get this refunded for you. So that should be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days.
I'm really upset about this. I will never, ever do anything again like this. I can tell you that right now. This is a scam, and I know it is. It's a way of getting money out of me that because I didn't see something or I didn't read something, which I did not, about any kind of extra money to pay for any kind of subscription or gift card or anything like that. I never read that. If I would have read that, I would have never gotten the product. And by the way, speaking of the $795 shipping charge, I have not received the product yet. Are you listening?
Yes, sir, I am still here with you.
Well, where's the product? Where do I get the iPad? I thought I was getting an iPad for $795.
Mm-hmm. You entered
where
in a raffle for a chance to win the tablet.
A raffle?
Yes, sir.
You gotta be kidding.
Yes, sir. It stated that
God.
In the terms and conditions also.
No, I did not see the raffle thing. Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm gonna take the hit. You give me the 50% back, and I'll call it a day and never do this again. That's for sure. Guaranteed.
You were refunded in full, sir.
What do you mean I'm refunded in full?
Meaning the full amount was refunded.
Back to me?
Yes, sir.
What amount are we talking about?
The amount you were charged on March 21st.
How much is that?
$56.95.
So you're refunding the full amount back to me?
Correct.
Well, I appreciate that very much. But I won't be calling you again unless I don't see it on my mobile app, you know, that it's refunded. Okay?
All righty. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
Oh, what a bunch of